Simen, Kof Ayin Ches, Sif Gimel, the end of the Simen, and Kof Pei Dalet, Halachas of Shinui Mokim, and where your Mavarach Bechas Amazin. Until when can you be Mavarach Bechas Amazin? Very Nigel, Halachas. Simcha Weinstein, was always waiting to get married, and should be able to make a Perm Suda. Always looking forward to making a Gishmak a Perm Suda. Kitzer, he gets married, makes a Perm Suda, and everything was a Gishmak, until he had to answer all the questions of the various participants of the Suda. Start called the Suda for 3:30. Before Shkia, one guy books out the Davin. Shailas, does he have to bet? He has to make a new bracha. He doesn't make a new bracha when he comes back. One guy falls asleep at the table. What does he do when he wakes up? New bracha, since he's a dime. How might he? One guy pops in from outside, takes a bunch of chocolate liquor, chocolate covered liquor balls, and that's some of people's way to get shikr. And he's off. And he starts, knocking them down, and he books out. And not only that, he takes one of the guys who washed there along with him. Pekitzer, they want to know what's the story with the brachas. First of all, what's with his brachas? He walked out of the house. He continues making. He makes the bracha on the chocolate liquor after he continues outside the house. By the next guest house, what is he supposed to do? And the guy they took along with him calls him up 2 hours later. He's like, by the way, what do? Am I supposed to be benching by your house, by my house? What do I have to do? I come back? I don't have to come back. One guy gets totally shikir, and he hasn't the slightest idea by the end of the Suda if he benched, if he didn't bench. What does he do? And one guy, the Balabas, is the only guy that's still handling. It's 9 o'clock. He doesn't know, can he bench? They finish eating bread at 4 o'clock. Way long time ago. What's the story? So he had a Gishmak Suda, but he hasn't the slightest idea what the lachas are. So Baruch Hashem, we learned the lachas. And in Kuf Ayin Ches and Kuf Pei Dalet Mavur, we'll go one by one. Be'ezu Hashem. In the next 3 minutes, 4 minutes. The guy that went to go daven. So halacha is we pass not like you're being a yomtiv, and that tefillah is not considered a hefsek in the middle of the suda, so long as you haven't left the house. If you left the house, then according to the mechaber you have an issue, but according to the Ramah, you do not have an issue. You do not have to make a new bracha. It's not considered hezchadas. However, says Mr. Bura, if you went to go daven outside of the house, then there could be that there was a hezchadas from your hands on your way back, and therefore you should wash and tefillah sedaim without a bracha. No birz amazon, no birz amaiti. No birz amaiti, but a tefillah sedaim without a bracha. What's that? Not for your hands. For the mechaber, it'll help. For the mechaber, it'll help. Yes, the mechaber will help if you have nikkudim. Thank you very much. Yes, it will help. The guy that falls asleep in the middle of the suda, we pass also that if a person was that was near dam, he falls asleep machmas einis. Then if it was only shinas arai, he didn't plan on going to sleep. It's not considered has chadas. You would not have to make a new amaiti. However, he should wash his hands again without, maybe he wasn't shemri yadav when he was sleeping. Therefore, he should wash his hands without a bracha. If he mamish, that's it. He in the middle of the suda, he's like, that's it. He goes into the room, goes to lie down, he's going to sleep. That's a shinas keva alachara. And therefore, if he wakes up 3 hours later, or even an hour and a half later, or possibly even an hour later, lachara, that's a shinas keva, he would have to make a new amaiti. He was mesiach das. The third guy that came took a bunch of chocolates and he was booking out. So the halacha is, we saw in the Shinui Mokim, is even if you're taking an apple, says the Chaya Adam, and you're eating the apple on the go, and you go from one place that you were Kaveya to another place you weren't Kaveya, even though you're still in the middle of eating, doesn't make a difference. Every bite is a new achila, and therefore you have to make a new bracha when you're Mishana the Mokim. The Mashmois is every bite's a new achila, but if you had something in your mouth, you were sucking chocolate liquor, candy, then in Echanam it's not a problem. It's a Ramesha Paskins. Ramesh even goes so far to say that if your mom is eating one after the next, like garinim or chocolate liqueur that you're eating, you finish the first one, you go to the next one, that's also kilo as if you have in your mouth the entire time, and you wouldn't have to make a new brach on that case. That's only though if the guy wasn't a Yoytil Adara. However, people, Hochle Darachan, but a person that's Hochle Darachan, that means if he started eating the chocolate balls outside of the house and he continued, then he started as he was a Hochle Darach, that's not a problem of Shinui Mokim, he would not have to make a new bracha. Not only that, says Ramesha, if he started eating when he was on his way out, in other words, he's like, okay guys, I'm going by, and he pops one or two into his mouth as he's on his way out, he was never kaveh in the house, as kilu as if he started outside. As kilu as he started outside, and that would be considered Hochet Drachim. It's not 100% clear in the Mishnah Berurah that he goes that way, but I think that that's how Lamaisa Menegoyl. The guy that he took along with him, that he went to go finish his suda somewhere else, does he have to come back and bench or not? The halacha is, if a person leaves b'shoigig, machlek is whether or not he has to come back. However, if he leaves between the Rambam and the Rosh, if he leaves b'mezid, for sure he has to come back. Now, how do we pass on Allah Maisa? Mishnah Berurah says, if you left, even if it was a shogeg, if it's not a shachat chak, then you should come back. It's going to take the guy 2 hours, and it's pouring, and the guy's half shaker, and he's not going to remember for sure if by the time he gets back, it's going to be over the shir ikal. For sure, he doesn't have to go back. But, lechatchila, for shogeg, a person should go back, that's not a shachat chak. However, if he didn't go back, then even if he left b'mezid, and he benched b'mezid here, he knew he was supposed to go back, and he didn't, he's yaita, but the evidence is yaita. Lechatchila to go back even b'shegig, but the evid if he benched here, then even if he left b'mezid, and he knew he was supposed to go back and he benched, even so he's yetzer b'di evid. Now he has another eitzah as well. If he has a little bit of bread, then he could eat in the second place. Even according to Mechaber, Mechaber says you could eat once you left already in the second place, have a little bit of bread in the second place, and then lechatchila you could bench in the second place, and that's what this person should do lechatchila. But pashtus, he wasn't missing atas, he does not need a new bracha rishena as well. The fourth guy that got shikr and he can't remember whether or not he benched, the halacha is, if he ate a shir tzviya, then it's a safi daraiso, you go to chomer, you have to bench again. However, if he didn't have a shir tzviya, it's a safi darabanan, you go to kulo. What's considered a shir tzviya? And the kufi dalan says Mishnah Berurah, pashas to tell each person for themselves. That means if a person is saveya, even if he has says the chinuch, even if he's saveya less than a regular other person, nevertheless, when he's eating bread, not possible to kiss him. He's eating bread, it goes baster him. The Sharatin, it's not clear if he ate a tremendous amount, and most people are Kaveh Sudan, and he's not Tzava, would that be considered that he's Mechuyim Midrash or not? He brings down two Shitas, that's not exactly clear. The best thing to do in such an Eifin, even though we could have a Safi Midrash L'Chomra, if he's Tzaveya, and a Safi Midrash L'Kula, if he's not, the best thing to do is if you can eat a Kazayis, eat a Kazayis, then it's for sure Chayiv to bench. That would be the best thing to do. And the final fellow who finished the Suda at 9 o'clock and wants to know whether or not he can bench, the halacha is, we saw that you had a bench. It's machlokes is restraining him exactly how to learn Rashi and Tosfos. However, the way that we pass the Mishnah Berurah says that if a person, the halacha is, if a person had a suda and he was full from the suda, then he's allowed to eat, he's allowed to bench until he's hungry from that suda. He's mechuyev still to bench. Therefore, it could be 3 or 4 hours later, if he's still full from the suda, then he's still allowed to bench. If he ate only a little bit, so he doesn't know if he's full from there or not. He can't know whether it is nesakal. Mishnah Berurah says the best thing to do is have another kezayis, and then you can for sure get benched. If that's not an option, then you have at least 72 minutes. But this is all if you're not in the middle of a continuous suda. But if you start a suda at 3:30 and you're eating constantly through till 9 o'clock at night, even if you finished your bread at 4 o'clock, Mishnah Berurah says that since you're still in the middle of the suda, every achila continues the previous achila, and you're allowed to bench even at 9 o'clock.